maybe this is a thing that we don't know. Like, nicotine, tobacco leaves are actually not only not only an extreme, what's that word? When something makes you horny.
Oysters.
God.
Oysters are an
aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I tell you my nephew's a big Trumper now?
Oh, no. Which one? The younger one or the older one? I was trying to let you not say his name.
I'll bleep it.
No, that's fine. He probably wants to find people like him.
He sends me videos all the time, like Trump propaganda videos.
Like directly to you?
Yep. And
he mails you VHSs.
No, and I ask him like what he likes about Trump, and he tells me something, and then I just go on like PolitiFact or, you know, any fact checking website, and I send him a link that says like that's false, and he just doesn't respond.
Well, that's how they play the game. He's doing perfect.
Yeah, he's a real good Trumper. He told me the last one was he told me that he got some like Rosa Parks award for like helping the black community or something. And when I checked that one on PolitiFact, it was like he was at an award ceremony where Rosa Parks got an award.
Wait, is Rosa Parks still alive?
No, I'm pretty sure it was a posthumous award.
Oh.
Or it might have been. Actually, I think it was in the 80s, so it might have been like to her.
Oh, okay.
But also, that was his response to me asking, what do you like about Trump? And
he said
that he got this random award in the 80s for like helping, I don't know, poor neighborhoods in New York or whatever. None of it was true. And also, why would that be the thing that is like, why you like him?
Yeah, especially... He still lives in Canada, right?
Yes. Yeah, so this conversation took place on his Facebook page because he just posts stuff about Trump on there. And like at the end of the conversation, I was like, well, none of this matters because like you can't vote in that election. So whatever. And then he stopped talking.
Canadian Trumpers, there must be a whole, like, I mean, that's a whole subgenre to itself of...
Absolutely it is, and there are plenty of them.
Yeah, I'm sure there are, but like I would really like to know like why. Like I don't mean like why are they into Trump, but like why do they care that yeah. that much? Unless they want him to rule the whole continent.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
What do you know about Q?
Not do you know much about, honestly.
Okay, you got to listen to Reply All's episode on Q. They go pretty deep into it, and it's really hilarious. Like, literally, just a random guy on 4chan started posting with the handle Q that he was a government agent, and that's how it started. And like. Mm-hmm. They all just follow this guy.
So he's an anonymous leader? Is that the idea? QAnon is an actual guy?
Yeah, they also figured out who he is, like, with some degree of certainty. And he's the owner of 8chan or whatever. They just have all these crazy, crazy... outlandish conspiracy theories, including like Pizzagate and the Wayfair thing. Did you hear about the Wayfair thing?
No, they've got just what you need. And the shipping was free.
No, it's Wayfair is a pedophile ring.
The shipping wasn't free?
I'm sure it's free to ship the kid that you order.
So the just what you need is just who you need.
Yeah, the Wayfair scandal is there were these cabinets on Wayfair that were like, they're like these big fancy cabinets or whatever.
Okay.
And they're like $8,000 or $12,000 or something like pretty outlandish. Wow, for a cabinet.
That's steep for Wayfair for sure.
Right? And so the theory, the QAnon theory is, and they have names like Tyler. Like,
oh no, oh my God. Like seriously?
That's how they're branded, right? So like the theory is that you're buying a child if you buy one of these cabinets.
You order the cabinet and it comes stuffed with a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
For $8,000?
Exactly, right? Like,
how good is this cabinet? This sounds like an amazing deal.
Like they're expensive for cabinets. Like, it's too much money for cabinets, but it's also not enough money for a child.
Yeah. Or so I thought. I mean, COVID, you know, everything's on sale.
Okay, should we do some questions? Do you have something to do?
Get some questions rolling.
Okay, do you want me to go first or do you want to go?
Sure. All my questions have sucked lately, so.
Okay. I've got some serious ones and some fun ones. Would you like serious or fun to start?
My specialty is making the serious ones fun.
All right, I'll give you the most serious one then. Should assisted suicide be legal?
Haven't we done this before?
I don't know. Have we? I don't think so.
I feel like we might have done it in an early episode.
Whatever, let's do it again. Maybe things have changed in 2020.
That's true. The stakes have changed. And I think my answer was, and still is, a resounding yes. Definitely. Okay.
So I figured your answer would be yes.
Assisted suicide, non-assisted suicide, unwanted suicide.
When you say non-assisted suicide, it makes me think like you have to like do it with your own hands. Like there's, you can't use any assistive devices.
Or it doesn't count.
Which would be really hard and impressive. So what should the rules be though about like legal assisted suicide? Like, do you have to have a terminal disease?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, me either.
You just have to have a convincing reason.
Do you have to like present it before?
Yeah. There's like a judge. He's a special judge. That's the only case he ever sees.
Oh my God. Guy's like the guys that work at Facebook that like screen child porn stuff. Like, yeah. they go right from work to therapy and then home.
Exactly. Yeah, he just has to get sold on suicides all day.
Yeah. Does he argue, like, or does he just listen to your plea and then, like, hit a button?
Like, the first couple weeks he argues, but then he's just like, ugh, whatever.
Sold. So he's just
stamped,
yes.
Approved.
Maybe it should be like we should crowdsource it. Like, it should be kind of like Tinder. You get like a minute long video and then you get either swipes left or right.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great.
Cool. Well, it was a short question, but it was a question. We might get into some serious debate here, but I have a Halloween themed one.
Ho ho ho.
You sound like Luigi. What is the best
Luigi's Haunted Mansion?
What is the best fun size candy?
Oh man, gonna make me choose between my own children again.
Does the fact that it's fun size change things for you? Like, is your best fun size candy different from your regular size candy?
I think there are certain chocolate bars that I do enjoy more in fun size form because of, I swear the mouthfeel is different when you don't bite it off.
Right. Yep.
You know, when it's a pop in versus a bite off.
I think that's fair and true because like you're biting into something that has like a whole shell, you know, when you bite it off, you're compromising the shell first.
Exactly. Exactly. So, like, I love a bite-sized Snickers. Like, I don't usually get regular-sized Snickers, but they're just in the bite-sized format. They're so delectable.
I agree with that, actually. That's a good call. But it's not your best fun-size candy, is it?
No.
Is it crazy that I'm a little bit partial to, like, the small boxes of, like, Smarties?
I'll give you that the small boxes of Smarties do hold a special place in my heart and in my pancreatic region. I did at a time only eat Smarties. That was like my only candy. Wow. Like no chocolate bars or anything. I was just a Smarties guy.
Is this like child age, like Halloween?
This is like
you trade school. All your candies away?
I would trade, but I would trade away the chips. I would trade away the pops. Cuz they're too heavy. Wait. You can't carry too many pops.
Pops? You got given pops? So
yeah, I got pops all the time.
Wow. That's
common.
I never got a sody for Halloween.
A whole sody pop just to myself?
Yeah, that's crazy.
But it would be like RC Cola was super common.
Oh, they were just emptying like the garage fridge or whatever.
Yeah, probably.
All right, but give me your favorite miniature candy.
I used to like, does candy corn count? Because it's only fun size ever.
No, it has to be a specifically fun size made candy.
Okay. A shrunken down candy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, last year I think this might have been the first year they did like a double deep Reese's cup.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I hadn't seen those before. And I mean, it's hard to improve on the Reese's cup aside from just adding double the peanut butter. So I guess I don't know what I was expecting. It was amazing.
I feel like that would mess up the ratios for me.
Yeah, you might think that, but there's so much sugar in that peanut butter that it's like, right. It's just a different take on the Reese's. Doesn't ruin it for you.
Good. All right. I'll take that.
That might be my 2019 favorite. We'll see what 2020 has in store.
I don't think anybody's trick-or-treating this year. My neighborhood is all trying to decide. Our neighborhood has a Facebook group, and they're all trying to decide what to do about Halloween. One house has a chute that they're sending the candy down. But that's I don't get how that helps because like you're touching it at the top.
Yeah.
Like what? How's that any different?
It's. I've heard it said already, but I'll say it again on this podcast that. Trick-or-treating would be the solution that we came up with if we normally partied at Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, it's already, like, a socially distant thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're just... I hate how we take everything, and no matter how much mingling or touching it involves off the gate, we have to somehow bring it down. We have to knock everything down a rung, even the stuff that wasn't a problem.
I think the only thing maybe that's like a good argument is not letting the kids like pick the candy because then they're all like putting their grimy hands in the same bowl. Like you get the candy and put it in for them. But other than that, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we might do the bowl just to be like kosher and PC. Just leave the candy in a bowl, but like put only like 10 pieces in at a time so that some dick-ass kid doesn't take them all.
Did you just use the phrase dick-ass? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I just came up with it.
Nice. I want to do a bit of a lightning round.
Okay.
Okay, so I saw this on Reddit. This is antidepressant or Tolkien?
I already... understand the premise, like Shoot. Yeah. I'll get them all.
Yeah. Okay, so just to explain for those who didn't get it, it's a word, and you have to guess if it's a Tolkien character or thing or an antidepressant.
Got it.
Desirel.
Tolkien.
Let's see. No. Sold under many brand names. It is used to treat major depressive disorder.
No.
All right, number two.
I for sure thought I'd be good at this. Okay, next.
Arrestor.
Oh, shit. He loves to name people with ease. That okay, is no.
Yeah, yeah.
But Arrestor sounds like it has rest in it. You know?
I think it sounds like it's like stopping something, like arresting something.
Yeah, arresting your depression.
So what are you going with?
Oh, that one's tough. I'm going to say antidepressant.
No, wrong.
Damn it!
He was the chief counselor of Elrond's household.
Oh, fucking at the time course of the he war. Was. Of course he was. I fucking knew it. I knew he was a goddamn elf with an E name like that. So fucking obvious. Should have gone with my gut. One more. Give me one fucking more.
Okay, last one. There are 24 of these, by the way, if you want to play at home.
Oh my god.
okay, here's your last one though. Seardon.
Well, okay, well, it's got a little accent on the I, so that's...
C-I-R-D-A-N.
Yeah. That's Tolkien all day.
Correct.
Oh, thank
he
God.
Was a Sindarian elf, one of the wisest of the elves.
Sindarian. Yep, classic.